Hey, keep on dancing, keep on prancing. Well, if you just heard that music, if that didn't make you want to get up and dance, I don't know. Why didn't you? I hope you were, including you extraterrestrials out there that might be listening. This is Connect the Dots radio show. And that's what I do. I connect the dots. And this is your host, Tom Edison, kind of like that inventor from the back in the 20th century. Hey, sometimes I think I'm the reincarnation of the Thomas Edison. Anyhow, my name is Tom Edison. You know, T-O-M, real simple. Anyhow, just in case you haven't tuned into the show before, you know, I've run in the last several U.S. presidential elections as a writing candidate on the ability that I have the knowledge and the charisma to solve all the problems simultaneously. Which brings us to the lunatics who's in the White Office now. Man, this guy is a psycho case. We don't know if he's even a human being. And there's so many weird stories floating around, but just watch him. I mean, the guy is incoherent. He can't even read off a teleprompter correctly. He forgets things. This guy is an embarrassment, not only to the people of the United States, he's an embarrassment to the world. And I just have to talk about this a minute. Do you realize that the way he handled the pulling out of troops in Afghanistan, you know, we all can understand, yeah, 20 years there is too long and this is going nowhere fast. Our government was getting milked for freebies from the Afghans and everybody else along the pipeline there. But what we need to understand is, you know, there's $85 billion worth of high-tech armored equipment is being left. The Taliban has got it already because the other guys, all chicken, you know, the government that we are propping up with our forces and doing all of the dirty work for them, basically, and attempting to train them. But what good is training people that are, when they have to stand up for themselves, they throw down the guns and run, and then the Taliban just walks in and picks everything up. You know, the Taliban is one of the most powerfully armed entities in this world now. It's simply what they confiscated from us. And who do we have to blame? You know, buck stops at the top, the president. If we can't even call him a president, the imposter president, we can call him. You know, he's willing to play along the machinery, the democratic machinery, stole the election, and that can be proven so easily, except the bribe money is so big, they paid off all the important judges so the information couldn't even be presented in court. Come on, that's how it is, and nobody can prove it's not like that. You know, I mean, really. It's sickening, you know? He's an embarrassment even to the human race. And now he's talking about revenge? Come on, we need to get to love in this world. Love is the solution to everything, you know? This was prophesied long, long ago, reinforced by the Beatles in the last century. All you need is love. Along with many other bands that jumped on the love bandwagon and all the philosophical loving songs that came out of that generation back in the 20th century. And here he is trying to drag us back into more troubles. You know, revenge, come on. You know, you made the decision to walk out, you know. I mean, really. Fact of it, I'll tell you the truth because I'm a knowledgeable person. You know, if I was president, but the people, American people, you were all to blame. You didn't even have any concern for somebody who had solutions to the problems. On my website last year, I gave the clue to the world how to get rid of the COVID viruses or any variants. It's simple. You use frequencies. It was discovered over 100 years ago. And talking over 100 years ago, there's that cartoon that was warning us that the bad guys that control government are going to do this to us. Everything they're doing to us now. It was in a cartoon, and it was called a cartoon warning, you know, of how to take over the world. And that's what they're in the process of doing, taking over the world. Meanwhile, the best thing that we regular human beings can do is to go out there and project love, because we don't, us regular guys, we don't have any power of authority. But at the same time, we shouldn't lay down in the road and play dead every time the government says, lay in the road and play dead. Let us spit poison into your arms. And if you listen carefully to how these lunatics on the news and in the White House talk, the words they use, they're all bad choiced words. And there's no love amongst any of it. You know? It's not, there's no love in sticking needles in people. You know, that's torture. Sticking a needle in somebody, that is torture. You know, I don't care about you tough guys that want to say, oh, I can take it. It doesn't hurt that bad. Well, you're a bunch of idiots, okay? Sticking needles in people is torture. And it needs to be brought out like that and told. You know how they're brainwashing you? When you turn on the news, by the time the news show is over on mainstream media news, you've watched 100 people get needles sticked into them. Every 5 seconds, you got more of a needle after needle after needle going in people's arms. That is brainwashing you to accept something that is unnatural and a form of small torture. And everything, I have to continue with this for just a minute or two here. Everything they're saying to you on the mainstream media news, they're making all these claims. They don't have any proof for any of it. No, the vaccines don't do anything for you. And the truth is coming out, except kill you and possibly give you health problems for the rest of your life. Yeah, they do that. Why do that? A simple cold virus, you know, it's not going to do that to you. And anybody that dies of a simple cold virus, which they figured out is way less than 1% of the population that could happen to, they have all underlying problems already. That's the facts. This is the stuff that isn't talked on the news. So I have to do my part and talk about it, because we have to stop playing along with this scam, you know? We need to go on the offensive and take out these people out of office, you know, with lawyers, whatever means possible. They have to be taken out of office because they're destroying humanity. And who's at the head of the country and the world that's supposed to be saving us from everything? A lunatic. Sleepy Joe, the clone three times over loser. Pedophile, child molester, you name it. He's got all those things under his belt, and he is disgusting. Used to talk about how bad Trump was. Well, look what you got in there now, a piece of garbage. And I just had to say that. So meanwhile, there's the focus of concentration for us regular people is we need to be more loving. You need to go out there and smile at people. We need to start thinking for ourselves. You know, if you're going to go any news, get it on the internet and even cite that, whether it's legitimate or not. But all the doctors that are reporting how bad the vaccines are and the PCR tests are worthless and never should have been used, these people are not allowed to talk on mainstream media because the government owns mainstream media. The New World Order owns the governments. And Big Pharma is one of the big players at the table. And all you're doing by getting a vaccine is, first of all, you're putting your life in jeopardy. You're making the rich even richer. Do you really want to do that? And, you know, you're playing Russian roulette with your body. And the liars, the health commissioners of big cities like New York, telling you it's safe. It's not safe. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 people have died already. And we're going for a million people with bad side effects already. And this is just the beginning. You know, anybody knows anything about vaccines, side effects come on later on down the road, too, even worse ones. And people are being sterilized, yes. And I can say this. This is my radio show, and I can say that. And I can't, too bad, Twitter, you can't stop me from saying it. Yeah, it's a new world order, Agenda 21 plot to depopulate humanity. And they're doing it with vaccines, and they're doing it with chemtrails. And they're doing it with GMO food, and they're doing it with bad weather systems. And the global warming is created by the corrupt agencies, like the people who operate the HAARP machinery. You know, heating the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees? Well, let me tell you, that sounds like you're heating up the planet. You know, look into it. Don't just take my word for it. Everything that they say on the news that the vaccines are doing, no, they're not doing any of it, and they don't have any proof of anything. In fact, we can't trust anything that these, any doctor that's on mainstream media news, we can't trust them, period. And the same ones get on all the stations, and they sing the same song and dance. And we have to understand, this is where it's at now. You know, I just reminded myself, last week I talked about A Sea of Grass. And by the way, you got to see this 100-year-old cartoon. You know, download last week's show or a couple weeks before that. I don't think it's going to be in this week's show. So you have to download. Maybe it'll be in a week or two from now. I'll start putting it in my shows again. You know, this is radio TV. When I'm talking about a cartoon in my show, when I'm talking right now, there's video going on behind what I'm talking. Sometimes it matches perfectly. Sometimes it doesn't, but whatever. You know, I'm not watching the video now while I'm talking. Well, I can make it match perfectly, but that would distract me from my thinking. Because I just like to go all over the place because that's the kind of person I am. I got a mind that travels 90 million miles an hour faster than, you know. Thoughts travel, hey, it's a known fact. You know, I've done my research. I know I have the knowledge. Thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. You know, that's number 10 with 42 zeros about behind it. There isn't even a name for that number. Basically, we can call it instantaneously. That's how fast thoughts travel. And your mind is a powerful thing, and you need to start using it to envision what you want to see, and then make your effort to make it like you want to see. You know, open a door for somebody, smile at somebody. That's the problem with the damn mask, not to mention it cuts out your oxygen. In fact, that's a plot to destroy your health. Anything that cuts out your oxygen supply is a port. It is a scam to weaken you because you need oxygen to live healthy. You need to be breathing in deeply. And, of course, we've created such toxic environment. Some places you go, you don't want to breathe in deeply. You have to hold your breath, basically. And that's where it is, you know. So, anyhow, last week or the week before, I mentioned about seagrass. They discovered absorbs more CO2 than the rainforest. Seagrass growing in the ocean. Well, isn't that interesting to know? But here's something nobody ever talks about, the sea of glass. You know, according to the fifth apocalyptic revelation, the sea of glass is how the higher reality, those of the higher spiritual realms, communicate with the masses. The whole sky turns into a sea of glass, and wherever anyone is, they can just look up in the sky and get the message there. It's like meeting at the largest outdoor concert there ever was. And we'll probably get exposed to that as soon as the Earth totally moves into the fifth dimension. The only thing stopping it now as the Galactic Federation says, is the hostages. You know, the dark side is holding humans as hostages and threatening to kill them. You know, that's the oldest scam in the book. Meanwhile, they could be doing other things while they're working on that to, you know, takes an effort to rescue hostages. And that's a big, detailed story that I can't even get into. It's too detailed, too complicated. But if you want to find out about it, hey, just go on Twitter. Follow the Starseeds. They have all the information. Look up Cobra 2012 Blogspot, you know. Search for it. You'll find it. And, you know, Cobra was on Twitter. It was easy to follow. And then they threw him off. When they threw the whole lot of other people off, because they don't want the truth coming out. They don't want people being aware that the event is coming. 52 star nations are going to land their spacecraft on our world, and they're going to meet us face to face, and they're bringing all kinds of gifts with them. And when they finally land, they will physically round up the last of the bad guys. So we want them to land as soon as possible, really. And they say it's the hostage situation that's preventing that from happening right now. You know, as of, 8 months ago, it was a done deal, you know. The light is victory of the light. They will defeat the dark side. No matter what the dark side tries to do, they're going to lose. But you know how obstinate idiots are. They want to fight to the end. And they'll go down fighting, some of them. And meanwhile, they want to try to take some of us with us. And that's what all this push to vaccinate people. Because the vaccines are designed to kill you, to sterilize you, to sicken you, to weaken you, and to make the rich richer. Yeah, and the poor poorer. And take away your freedoms. And keep you locked in your house so you can't go out and get some fresh air and sunshine. You know, they even tell you to wear your mask while you're in the house. Boy, if that ain't stupid. You know, in a house, you have a limited oxygen supply already with the tight sealed windows and everything like that. And then if you're walking around with a mask, then you're really depleting your oxygen supply. And, you know, that's part of the plan, you know. Anything to make you sick, anything to kill you. And that's where it's at. Wake up if you haven't already. Pray for the people that took the vaccine, that they get a miracle, because miracles do happen, and they don't have to suffer. Because the vaccines are designed to kill people, make people suffer, sterilize people, and destroy humanity and change our DNA and do everything possibly bad they could to us. That's what it's all about. That's what the big push is. And there's so much bribe money because we're still working with fiat currencies, not backed up by gold. There's unlimited amounts of money to bribe just about everyone who has power and authority. You know? They just have to find out how much the person wants. You want a million? Not enough. All right, we'll give you a billion. And they'll just print it out because it's not backed up by anything. And the New World Order owns all the banks and all the central banks. They own the FDA. I mean, they own them too, of course, and the CDC. And they own the Federal Reserve, right? Not a government institution. It's a private banking organization. And they can print up as much American money as they want and just pass it along to people, you know. And, of course, nowadays it's even done easier. Well, Senator Schumer, don't be surprised when you find a million extra dollars in your bank account next week. They just play around the numbers and the money's there, you know, available, you know. So this is what is going on. This is World War III. It's an undeclared war, but it's happening. Wake up and realize it. This is a war for our souls and spirits, a war against humanity. And who are the head kingpins beyond this war? Demonic spirits and evil creatures from evil planets. That's right. There's plenty of evil planets still out there with evil creatures, and they all made it to Mother Earth for the last stronghold. This is their Alamo, and they're going to go down fighting. Unfortunately, we are being victimized in the process. So anyhow, back to the Sea of Glass. Yes, that's what communication that we've been deprived from. Whenever there's a celestial message for the whole universe, the Sea of Glass appears, and all we have to do is look up and watch the pictures and listen to the communication. You know? I mean, how wonderful can that be? We will find out. Just hang in there, people. This the event is going to happen. Victory of the Light has to happen physically before July 2025. I wish it would happen this year. I wish it would happen next year. The sooner, the better. But we can do things. You know, I'm a solution person. I'm not like Alex Jones, who just gets out there and rants and raves and tells you about how crooked the government is. You know, we all know that, but we got to be reminded now and then, too. But I've got solutions like nobody ever has come up with. You know, all it takes, I mean, to end this mainstream media fiasco of line on top of line on top of line, you know, it's called mind control brainwashing. You know, and you keep repeating the same lie day in and day out, and you keep hearing that same lie day in and day out. That seems to say, that seems to say, that seems to say. And if 100 million people are dying from the vaccine, they will still be on that TV telling you the vaccines are safe. When you keep hearing that every day in and out, you're going to get to believing. You'll be arguing with people on the street, well, the CBS News says the vaccines are safe. ABC News says the same thing, you know? Jeez, I mean, wake the hell up. Are you using your Egyptian healing rods? You don't know what Egyptian healing rods are. I mentioned before, listen to Charles Green on BBS Radio. Hey, this is BBS Radio. You know, it's radio TV. You know, when you tune into a live show, this is a live show on BBS Radio, there's a video going on behind it. And I claim to have the most interesting videos because I'm not going to bore anybody with having you look at my face and watch me talk for an hour. I said it maybe last show or even the week before that. You know, that's what other people do. And unless you're drop-dead gorgeous, no one's going to want to look at you for an hour. You know? So you might want to think about putting something interesting behind that fits about what you're talking about. And I try to keep my videos filled with things about the stars and time tunnels and, you know, images that are good background for speaking. And I like to show the moon a lot. I like to show the stars. I like to show things related to other dimensions. And I put together an hour show every week to go behind what I speak. And I might have been drop-dead gorgeous when I was like 20 years old or even in my teens, but that was then, you know? So people don't want to really look at me for an hour, though I'd still be much more interesting than any of these other people that come on and do a show for an hour. I mean, come on. That's the old way of doing things. I've got a better way of doing everything. And anyhow, we could put, here's the solution. All these mainstream media TV broadcasting companies can be put on the back burner. All we, the people, need is one station willing to speak the truth and allow, interview the doctors, the real doctors who know the real medicine about what is wrong being done. And that same channel, we can counter it. Everything they say, lie they say every day. I would call it the uh, the mockout, the mockout show, because we'll take everything they say and show it's a bunch of malarkey, and we'll show you the tricks they use, how they word things. You know, very clever wording. Oh yeah, and they very, very clever with the words to get you to think down the line they want you to think. But if you examine what they're actually saying, they're saying nothing really. Every time they talk, they're saying nothing. And of course, basically everything the news shows now is right off the teleprompter screen. So who's ever programming the teleprompter screen, that's the one who decides what's going to be said, how cleverly it's going to be said, and blah, blah, blah. When they interviewed these quack doctors, bribe takers, pretending to be doctors and pretending to be knowledgeable, even their answers, they're reading off a teleprompter. They've got the script all written out. You know, it's just, they probably learned this from professional wrestling, where every, you know, in case you didn't know, every wrestling match is scripted. Well, that's what every news show is. It is scripted. And we've caught them doing this many times, their little tricks, you know. The tricks are too numerous. Every week they get pointed out on the on Twitter. That's where I get a lot of my information, but my real knowledge comes from the wonderful set of books that have been given to humanity that people don't even know exist, or they're out of print. You know, books that explain how it's all done. You know, I was kind of, I'll tell you what was kind of frustrating for me. Well, before I even get into what was frustrating for me about knowledge, I wanted to say, so the solution is one station that adheres to ethics and truth. So all we need is the money to set this up. And they won't be able to take it down because I'm a strategist and I know every contingency and have all the counter moves ready for anything they might try. The only way they could stop a station that I set up is to start a nuclear war. That's the only way they can stop it. Outside of that, they will not be able to do it because I know how I'm a good chess player. And I know how to look 100 moves advance if I have to, every contingency. And when I set up a plan and I set up a strategy, now you're not going to defeat it unless you nuke the whole world. Okay, well, okay, you got me on that one. All right, are you willing to do that? I don't think so, because that would be your destruction too. Those of you that have the nuclear weapons. God, I hope Biden doesn't have access to the nuclear weapons, you know? They'll just program his mind, give the command, set up the weapons, you know? He isn't in the same mind. I keep saying the guy should be committed to a mental institution, declare him insane. That would be so easy to do. Doesn't anybody have the guts to do that? Probably not. So here's the problem. All we need is the money to set up this one station that can counter all the fake mainstream media news people. That's all we got to do. And isn't one rich person willing to put their money to good use? Isn't there even one of them out there? I mean, if you're listening to my voice and you have access to somebody who has, you know, doesn't even have to have a billion. 100 million will do it fine. You know, plenty of money to spare around. Set up, you know, get a broadcasting station. Start operating. And consult me how to set up the programming, how to set up the shows, setting up a 24-hour show format for one station, it's a cakewalk for somebody like me, because I've got the thinking ability of 1,000 men in one body. That's because I have a trained brain. There's no better computer in the world than the human brain. AI will never be able to even come close to what we can do with our brains. First of all, we can access the manifestation process of the universe, which has been kept from us because the bad guys don't want us to know how powerful our minds are. They want to turn us into robots. That's why they want to turn us into cyborgs first and then robots, and then they want to get us to follow commands. And that's what public school has been all along, you know? We didn't think about it because we did the best to go along with it and have our fun, but you see what public school has become now. It's a hellhole. Kids with masks on, that's not social interaction. That's like you're in a concentration camp. Yeah, you're concentrated in your little cubicle with your mask on and your shield. And that's not communication. That's punishment. I mean, we better give up on, if that's what they plan to do with public schools. Parents, you know, I know you need to get the little buggers out of your hair for the afternoon, but if you really care for your kids, don't send them to public school if they're forced with this mask bullshit. And you need to be thinking of taking over the school board. Now, we can't allow these so-called Ivy League jerk-offs who have a worthless degree hanging on in a glass frame on the wall that says that they're qualified to set up an educational program. No, they're not qualified. To set up a real educational program, you really need to have an experience in life, you know, more so than anything else, and have an understanding about social interactions. And have an understanding about ethics and a lot of other things, too. And hopefully a personality. Nothing worse than a teacher that doesn't have a personality. They're not going to be good teachers. The kids ignore them right away. So the whole system needs to be remodeled. I could do it in a week. It's that easy because I've got a trained mind. You can have a trained mind too. You have to train it yourself. But in order to be as trained a mind as I had, that would have started when you were like 4 or 5 years old. That's about the time I started, I believe, somewhere back then. Over time, you know, I've got a supercomputer inside my head, beyond anything when it comes to figuring things out. Nobody can figure it out better than I can. So anyhow, I give you the simple solution here. If you're listening to my voice, maybe you know somebody who has money, or maybe you know somebody who knows somebody who has money, but pass the word along. The person who knows how to take one station and change this whole TV broadcasting thing around in favor of humanity, I'm here on this show. You should get hold of, hey, find out about, you know, you usually find out about, and you look at my resume on BBS Radio, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Daily Time. You know, I do hold the title of Solution Wizard. It's a title I created myself because that's what we can do in this world. We can empower ourselves by simply making the statement. And, of course, it's good to be able to back up what you say you are. And that has been one of my standards my whole life, to be able to back up what I say I can do. And nobody wants to get let down. So if somebody's looking up to me to do something, I'm not going to let them down, because if I say I can do it, I can do it. You know? And just reminding you, you know, the real cure to all this virus, and if we had one TV broadcasting station to offset all the lies by all the other mainstream media, the public would know what the solution to get rid of all viruses almost instantaneously and all variants too. It's frequency. It's on my presidential website. It's still up, 2020 President Tom Edison. .com. As soon as you click on, go to the home page there. There it is, the first thing. It's been listed there since July of 2020. I put in a request for money to do the research and come out with the finished product to address these things. Of course, it got nowhere. It took, I think, I sent it to down to Washington. I found out who to send it to. And it took between 10 and 11 months to get the registered receipt card signed come back to me. Of course, no response. That just acknowledged that the package isn't been received. So I guess it got mailed down there, set in the mailroom for 10, 11 months. And then somebody finally got around to signing for it. Well, there's your stinking unresponsive government, you know, and for the billions of dollars they're throwing away, I was only asking for a little over a million to do the research and to get the results within about 3 weeks once all the equipment arrived and the shop was set up. I do things fast. I don't play around. First of all, I know what's needed, what kind of equipment is needed to do this, and I know that the experiment can be done again. I mean, it was done, the guy who invented the Rife microscope, look him up. He came up with this cure for any virus, to kill any virus using frequency, projecting the frequency via light colors. Oh, it's that simple. There it is. Well, if there's any scientists listening, and you have access to get to the equipment, get on it and start doing it. Bring it out there, you know? We can end all this nonsense with the vaccines. Of course, it's not nonsense. It's war. You know, it's the bad guys against us, humanity. And it's all about killing us, sickening us, and weakening us, and turning us into robotic slaves by bullying us and punishing us and creating fear, you know? I can't get away from that because this is what's happening now. It's ongoing daily, and it's still going to get worse before it gets better. But that's it. We can start nudging away at the lies. All we need is one station, worldwide broadcasting. And the programming for it will be so easy for somebody like me. Yeah, I'll do the programming for nothing. I mean, really, what's the big deal? Because people like me, I look at a situation, I know what to do. That's why I would have made I still can, if there's another election coming up in 24, make the best president the United States ever had, because I'm a leader, I'm a thinker, I'm a problem solver. I have knowledge of just about everything going on in this world and a lot of what goes on in the rest of the universe, too. You know, which makes me probably the most qualified person in the world to be making decisions. You know, I've never met anyone in my life that is all around qualified as much as me. I've met people with specialty expertise in certain areas that I wouldn't even come close to what they know. But at the same time, I don't want to be all my knowledge funneled into one area like that. You know, as the old saying goes, a jack of all trades, but a master of none. Well, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of many. That's right. You know, I changed that saying around to make it a positive one. And the only reason I'm a jack of all trades is because I've always had an interest in truth and how to figure things out and how to solve problems. You know, I've been doing that since a little child, you know. The hardest part for me going to school is how to deal with a bunch of freaking idiots. Every round around me was 1,000 times dumber than I was, and I just had to pretend to be dumb like this so I can have a social, dumb like them so I can have a social existence. Because to have a popular social existence is an important part of going to school, believe it or not. It shouldn't have to be, but it is, or it was. Now, I mean, nobody has personality now. Everybody's locked in a cubicle with a mask on. How can you have a personality? Sad. And hey, parents, warning, they're coming after your kids. Every week they're getting closer for an approval, a fake approval for vaccines for your children. And then they'll say, your kids can't go to school unless they've been vaccinated. And they're playing on your fears that you don't want to have to quit your job to homeschool your kid because you can't afford to do that. Yeah, and we know how to pressure you and put the fear in your mind. And they're working all these bad things against you. The other week, I remind everybody, take off that damn seatbelt when you're driving around in your car. You don't have to worry about getting in an accident or say, in fact, there's movies out there, plenty of movies when there's going to be an accident and somebody a passenger sees what's happening or even the driver, and they know they don't want to get in this accident. They open the door and roll out the side. They might get bruised a little. They save themselves from a serious accident. What the hell is a seatbelt and the airbag that keeps you locked in the vehicle? And then you got to wait for the guy in the jaws of life, and still you could get severely damaged, even with the seatbelt and the airbag. You know? The seatbelt restricts your oxygen. That's why you don't want to wear a seatbelt. That's what the whole clever scam was from the beginning. And then they tried to tell you it's for your safety. Please, don't tell me about safety. You know? It's not going to do anything. I've seen some bad accidents on the road. It has to do with stupid drivers, you know, not paying attention. I saw this guy in a sports car, or maybe it was two people, who knows, in a small, low-riding car, smacked into the back of a trailer truck with one of those orange gates behind the wheels, you know. An iron bar all the way across. And their car slid under the tractor trailer and up into the back window, and the back window was splattered with blood. So regardless if they had their seatbelt on or airbag, they got decapitated because they stupidly ran into the back of a trailer truck with a big iron bar in the back there, and it sheared up the whole top of the car all the way up to the back window. And, you know, and as the traffic started to move, I drove by, nothing to do with these people. And the blood was splattered all over the back windshield. So take off your seatbelt. Make yourself free. Wearing a seatbelt restricts your breathing. This has been a plot against humanity, and they did it with cars, and they all the other things that they've done with cars, you know. People love power windows, you know, and power locks. What happened if you veer off the road and go into the water and the battery shorts out and you can't get out of your vehicle because the power locks are stuck and the power windows are stuck? And it's not a tight seal, so the water is seeping in. What are you going to do then, huh? Things to think about, you know? Again, a little logic and common sense goes a long way. So, this is supposed to be a month. We're in the 2 month turmoil period, and boy, is the shit going to hit the fan in a couple of weeks when schools open up and all the new restrictions, and the parents are going to be going bananas. and the government is going to be doubling down that they want to boss you around and tell you what to do, not that they know what's best for you or even care. They're getting paid to make you suffer. If the bribe money's high enough, every politician will make you suffer. Unfortunately, that's another thing that has to get changed. Republics no longer work. We have to have a different form of government. You know, a kind of like a referendum-only type government. All the people in the Congress need to be demoted to clerks. I don't expect them to voluntarily do that, but we need to be mount some kind of offensive to get them to do that. That no law can be passed without a majority of people voting for it before any legislation can be formalized. Never mind about the Senate approving it. The people need to approve it. And every law in the book needs to be reviewed and hopefully taken off, because most of the laws are not for the good of the people. They're for control, and they're for the good of the rich only. And they're not fair either. I can't wait till the event happens when 52 star nations bring their spacecraft and land and come out and bring some law and order to our world, hunt down these bad criminals that are getting away with murder, all of them. I hear some people, they've already determined, are beyond hope. And it might be your pleasure to know, yeah, the devil Gates himself, Bill Gates, and Dr. Phony Fauci. They are on the list to be disintegrated. Yeah. When you're beyond help and you don't see your ways, evil ways, and you don't have no desire to change, that's how they deal with you. They grab hold of you and they take you out and toss you into the central sun. They transport you over there and you are disintegrated. And all your thoughts, everything you ever said and done is wiped off the record, period. And that's, let it be known, those two guys are on the list. You know, and I'm sure there'll be other people on the list, and other people may be given a second last chance. But it's going down, it's going to happen, and it is going to be victory of the light. Meanwhile, we need to keep smiling, we need to be kind and considerate, and be helpful in any way that we can to every other human being on Earth, you know? And we need to get the people in power out of power, because they're making all the decisions. Their loyalty is to the bribe money, and all the bribe money comes from the New World Order. And they want total chaos to help them get a firm foothold of their new world order government, where they make all the decisions and you just follow orders or pay the price, which could be your life. And that's where we're at. That is where we're at. But on the brighter side, there's a lot of entertaining videos out there in music. Music is enlightening. I have my music out there. I have two albums out there on CD, Baby, Songs Better Than Dylan. 23 of the most philosophical songs ever put together on one disc. Even Dylan never did that. And that's why they're called Songs Better Than Dylan. Even though I learned how to write physical social commentary songs from listening to some of his stuff and listening to Beatles songs, I still, claim to be better at writing philosophical songs than Dylan. And I'll challenge him to that any day. Of course, he does. He's not, you know, come on. What does he care? He's made his mark in history. I've got 25 music videos out there. They're entertaining. And some of them are philosophical. Some of them are enlightening. Some of them pertain to what's happening now. Like, there ain't no justice. the key line, the hook in the song, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this. Well, you better start thinking about making some justice, because you can see no government in the world is going to give their people justice. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your kids. They want to take away your right to procreate. And they want to take away your money. So you better think about making your own justice, which requires sometimes physical actions. And I've got, we could say heartwarming songs like The Earth, She Loves You. I got a music video out there. The video matches the words in the song, Talks about the earth. She loves us. All she wants is to be loved. Think about that. That's a heavy message right there. And I've got a song out there, a video, This Is Your Sunny Day. Yeah. It talks about, the old ways are gone. The evil ways are going. And it's going to be a sunny day for all of us. It's an enlightening song to listen to. And I've got a philosophical song out there called Anatomy. A very pleasant video to watch. It's a train traveling through the snow for most of it. And I've got my Subway Fantasy movies, the original rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. It's entertaining. Starts off like a science fiction movie and then goes deep into the club, the dark club known as the Dirt Club, where there was never such a free-spirited place on earth. I know, I was there doing the filming when it was still in existence. I had just got my VHS camera, and amazingly I got good audio and video with just a VHS camera. It was state of the art for the time, 1991, and I had hours and hours of footage that was just sitting there, and I finally put it into a rock and roll documentary showcasing bands that, as good as the famous ones, they just never got a record contract, that's all. No management, or they manage themselves. Without connections, it's hard to get along in what was then the music business. Hey, I could have had my connection with Atlantic Records. I went in there, and I was a total asshole. That's all I can say. And I was having so much fun in life, screw this. I'm not going to give over my rights and my songs and let you make decisions to tell me what to do with my music and how to do it. And so I took a break for a while and just went back out enjoying life. Life is to enjoy. I've had so much enjoyment in my life. It's like I've lived 10 lifetimes already. And to give you an idea, all you have to do is go watch my video, Are You Departing in Kind? It'll give you a good example of what the good life is about and having fun. And we could say how things used to be. Because the government has destroyed everything. The New World Order, who controls all of government, has destroyed everything now. And people aren't having as much fun as they used to. But you'll get a taste of it there in that video. And then I have Subway Fantasy, too. They're all my, and Subway Fantasy, too, they're all my songs. And all the videos, of course, and all my videos, I put them together myself. I edit them and come up with something I find interesting. And the guitar playing in Subway Fantasy 2, it will knock your socks off, And if Hendrix could come back from the grave, he'd come back just to watch that video. That's how good the guitar playing is. I mean, we got lengthy solos longer than he ever did on a recording. Well, that's all I have to say. You check it out for yourself, Subway Fantasy 2. And maybe by next week, I'll have, doing the finishing up touches now, I'll have Subway Fantasy 3. Yeah, it's coming. And also, I got a cool song out there called Break the Ice, you know. And the best way to get to all my tunes is just punch in Subway Fantasy, Google it in, the video will come up. You can start with the original Subway Fantasy, or you can go to start with Subway Fantasy 2. As soon as one of my YouTube videos starts playing, there'll be an icon of me wearing sunglasses down to the lower left. If you punch on that, click on that, rather, you'll get to my all my 25 videos, and there's a button there that says play all. The first one will be Break the Ice. And that's probably the easiest way to get to it, because a certain popular young girl has a record out there now called Break the Ice, and the machines want to take you to her. Of course, you can try Break the Ice, and behind you, right by Tom Edison. Yes, that's who I am. And then right after that, write the word YouTube. You might get there that way, too. And as we're coming to the end of the show, hey, you know, you're going to hear that tasteful lead guitar solo from Are You the Party in Kind? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah, I wrote that song, and then I became somebody. I mean, I was somebody already, but I became more of somebody just by writing that song. Hey, you make your own destiny in certain ways. It could be your anthem, too. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. I gotta be somebody to feel alive. Yeah. Hey, tell all your friends, listeners, to get them to tune into my show. You know? You know, it always was a call-in radio show. You know, I didn't bother to mention, but if it's a live show on BBS Radio, yeah, you can call in. If you have any, call in and ask for a solution to a problem, because I am the solution wizard. I'd really like somebody to call and say, hey, I found that guy with the money willing to start up the new broadcasting station. You know, here's what you don't realize. All the broadcasting stations, they figured this out like, you know, 75 years ago, maybe longer, of how to put a carrier, use broadcasting, TV broadcasting signals as carrier waves. And in between the beeps and the blips, they put the subliminal message, like obey. Watch the movie, They Live, 1988 movie called They Live. They show you about this. They tell you about it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time for the countdown. Here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without I feel, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that walked on by, now stop to look.